This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a story on prices now and how they are going up. Because for most of the past 10 years in this economy, consumer goods companies didn't really have what's known as pricing power. Consumers just weren't having it. Now, though, with rising interest rates and just a hint of inflation, well, here we go. Procter & Gamble is raising prices on Pampers by around 4%, on Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs by about 5%. Unilever and Nestle are doing the same, not quite as big a percentage increases. So Marketplace's Mariel Segarra asked consumers whether they've been noticing these rising prices and how much of a price hike might be too much.
Olivia Sproul recently got an early lesson in budgeting. She's 2 years old. Her parents buy her diapers online. And this summer, her mom, Kelsey, noticed that the monthly cost had jumped from 70 to 85 bucks.
I just thought, these things are way too expensive.
So Kelsey, who's 33 and lives in Iowa City, sat Olivia down and broke the news. It's time to start potty training.
We're going to get rid of the diapers and you're going to feel better and we're going to feel better. Everybody will be proud of you.
Everybody has a limit to what they're willing to pay for a particular product. We heard from a lot of you today. You won't pay more than $4 for a 12-pack of soda or $5 for a bar of chocolate. But some consumers can't walk away from higher prices. Kelly Koletsky is 56. He lives in Columbus, Ohio, and he has sensitive teeth. And he's noticed the price of toothpaste for his condition has crept up by almost a dollar in the past few months.
If I didn't need it, I would buy the cheapest possible tube of toothpaste anywhere.
We realize these are all anecdotes. In other words, things that you noticed. Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC.
It could be that you notice the prices of items that go up, but you don't notice the prices of items that either stay steady or go down.
Procter & Gamble is still rolling out its price hikes. Nestle is considering another round. And it can take months for those to show up in federal inflation numbers. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.